He's not my child. He's not my child. My children were the white-haired Aryan race, gold skin, blue eyes, red shorts, boy tumbling on boy down the garden. This one does silent jumps across the sofa. He watches me and his dad. He has eyes as dark as a rabbit's. Except rabbits don't want to shoot people with BB guns. He's not allowed to have guns. He likes Harry Potter. He likes being read to. He knows when I get a word wrong. He likes to talk. God, he likes to talk about guns. He's not allowed to have guns. He likes stories. So I tell him stories of when my children were naughty. When Loki stole the sweets from the shop, and Boris locked my mother in the kitchen, and Dory called his teacher a stupid cow, and he watches me, his eyes growing wider and wider. He has eyes as dark as a cave. When I look inside, I don't understand what's there. I don't know the history of that wide-eyed look. I didn't hold him in my arms. I didn't link him to my breast. We are strangers on either side of one man, his dad. We watch each other, trying to understand I'm not his mother. She phones when he comes to stay, to check he's not up too late, to check he's not drinking coke, to check he's not watching PG films, to check, I suppose, that he's still there and hasn't forgotten who she is. I must remember he has to go to bed at 8 o'clock. He mustn't get too tired or too excited or deplete his kidney yin by playing too many computer games. I met her once down the shops. Long flowing hair, those same dark eyes, long flowing skirt, a siren strapped to a rock. She said, "Don't let his dad let him get too tired." She pleaded, "Don't let his dad let him get too tired. He's just a little boy. Save, save, save my boy from big bad men. Don't let him turn into his dad. Don't let him drink his beer and burp and turn his head at pretty girls and drink his soup with a slurp and grow up." "Of course," I said. "He's not my child." I watch him talk bikes with his dad, the bits and bolts, the know-how stuff of hunting men. They play fight down the stairs, shoot plastic arrows at the wall. They gather wood for the fire and watch it burn, and watch the sparks, the rising sparks and dark, dark eyes, a flashback 10,000 years.